Good evening, friends. This is Frances Langford bringing you a part of the American scene, Maxwell House Coffee Time. May we come in?
It's Maxwell House Coffee Time, brought to you each week by Maxwell House, the coffee that's bought and enjoyed by more people than any other brand of coffee in the world at any price. So have another cup of coffee and listen to 30 minutes of words and music and reminiscence. The voice of Eloise, the Maxwell House Orchestra and Choir under the baton of Carmen Dragon, this is Toby Reed, and here is your hostess, Frances Langford.
I'm dancing with my honey. My honey's close to me. And I haven't got a worry in the world. I'm happy as a bluebird. How happy can you be? For I haven't got a worry in the world. I'm floating and flying above the cares of day. My honey's on the sky, enjoy as far you may. I'm dreamy as a lovebird. How dreamy can you be? My heart is in a flurry, my pulse is in a hurry, but I haven't got a worry. I haven't got a worry in the world.
Thank you very much.
Wouldn't it be nice not to have a worry in the world, Frances? You know, there have been a lot of wishful songs written on that subject.
You certainly have, Toby. Remember this one?
I'm forever blowing bubbles, pretty bubbles in the air.
Bubbles. When you hear lovely music like this, notice sometime how the full beauty of the melody is developed. You'll find that many different instruments of the orchestra are carefully selected for their own distinctive qualities of tone, then skillfully combined to create a rich and harmonious blending no single instrument could hope to match. Performance of good music, so too with the making of Maxwell House coffee. Not just one, but many superb coffees are chosen for the famous Maxwell House blend, each selected ever so carefully for its own very special flavor qualities. Our Maxwell House experts choose Monizales for Milliners. They add Netherlands for richness. Select other great coffees for robust vigor. And they blend in Bucaramangas for fine, full body. And the result is coffee at the peak of perfection. A blend so truly delicious, it's bought and enjoyed by more people than any other brand coffee in the world. So, friends, why not enjoy the best in coffee goodness, coffee pleasure? It's yours for just a fraction of a penny more per cup than the cheapest coffee sold. Just say Maxwell House, always good to the last drop.
I'm forever blowing bubbles, pretty bubbles.
I hope there's another nice, cool song coming up, Francis.
Well, the next song is about as cool as tamales, enchiladas, frijoles, and the Mexican señoritas just south of the American scene. El Velicario, sung by the Maxwell House Choir and Eloise.
We drove along the highway when first we met, I remember yet.
Cole Porter, the theme of love song, the singer Francis Langford, the combination something unforgettable.
Like the beat, beat, beat of the tom-tom when the jungle shadows fall. Like the tick, tick, tock of the stately clock as it stands against the wall. Like the drip, drip, drip of the raindrops when the summer shower is through. So a voice within me keeps repeating, the roaring, flapping
Will you let me spend my life making love to you day and night, night and day.
The American scene is many different things. Two or three times a year, it's most certainly a parade. Maybe just about now in your town, it's time for the Founders Day Parade. You're on the committee to organize the parade, so right away you hunt for your father. He's in the backyard playing checkers.
Your move, Jerry.
Yes, sir. Excuse me, sir.
Here, here, what are you doing to those checkers? Stop that, sir, stop that.
I'm afraid that's my game.
You cheated.
Cheated? Mr. Hogue, you are addressing a Boy Scout of America.
Mr. Collins, you are talking back to the father of a campfire girl.
Say, could I get a word in edgewise here?
No one could possibly make that many moves without cheating to do it.
He could if he was playing with you. It isn't sporting to be a bad loser, Mr. Hogue.
I am not a bad loser. You're a bad winner.
If you like, Mr. Hogue, I'll play you another game and let you win, and that'll be my good turn for today.
Don't do me any favors. Well, come on. Let's get the board set up again.
Pop! Jerry?
Excuse me, Francis. I'll have to ask you to...
Go ahead and move.
I have to concentrate. It's very difficult to make it possible for you to win, Mr. Hall.
Oh, it is it?
Yes. You keep lousing yourself up.
Do you two know what Sunday is?
What a ridiculous question. What else can Sunday be except Sunday?
Sunday is something besides Sunday, this Sunday.
You look pretty today, Francis. Isn't she beautiful, Mr. Holt?
You ought to see her in the morning in her tin curlers and cold cream.
I'd love to.
Will you stop this chatter and listen a minute? I haven't got all day.
What do you want, Francis? Name it. Name anything. I'll scale mountains. I'll cut my way through jungles. I'll go to the very bed of the ocean.
Will you stay there?
Pop.
What do you want, Francis?
Sunday is Founders Day.
No, you don't. Come on, pick up and run for your life.
What's the matter with Founders Day?
There's a parade.
I like parades.
Bravo. Good for you.
Hello, Toby. Gee, I'm glad you came by. I've got to talk to you about the parade, too.
Goodbye, all.
Hi, everybody.
Hello, Carmen.
Are you following me, you fugitive from a jukebox?
I sure am. I saw you head in this direction, and I headed right behind you. Now, what right have you got coming over to Francis's without being invited?
As much right as you.
Fight, fight, fight.
Oh, we never fight with fists. We just like to sneer at each other.
Well, I wish you'd do it someplace else. It's too hot for such violence.
Well, Carmen started it.
What he said.
You started it, Mr. Reed. You said...
You keep out of this.
A scout is truthful.
Well, quit using the truth to my disadvantage. Francis, I don't know how you can stand that out-of-tune drum that dares to call himself a musician.
Name caller?
Toby, what got into you?
Isn't he disagreeable, though, Francis? I bet he won't even be in the parade Sunday.
I certainly won't.
I'm going to be in it.
Well, you'll get paid for that sort of thing.
Money has nothing to do with that, has it, Carmen?
Must I answer that honestly, Francis?
Well, that reminds me. Carmen, do you think you could get the band to wear Indian costumes?
Not for union scale, I couldn't.
But they love you so. Surely if you ask them.
If you think I'd trust that band with tomahawks in their hands, you're crazy.
Toby and Pop are going to dress like the first city fathers.
No, they're not.
I feel a headache coming my way.
You ought to be proud to represent the city fathers. After all, you're both descended from the founders of this town.
We sure are. We've spent our lives trying to live it down. Why don't you make Jerry be a city father?
Oh, I'm already in the parade, Mr. Hogue. The Boy Scouts are marching.
There, you see? Would you let a 16-year-old boy get ahead of you?
Why not, if he wants to?
The women's club's been sewing on your costumes for weeks.
That woman's club causes more trouble in this town. Toby, we've got to put both our foot down and keep in the...
It's feet, Mr. Hogue. Feet.
You keep out of this or I'll keep you right out of here. Francis, I'm not going to do it. I positively will not be dressed up and paraded through the streets of this town.
Me too.
Well, Tom, and I guess you and Jerry and I are the only people present with an ounce of civic spirit.
I'm afraid you're right.
We're with you, Francis. With us, it's victory or death.
Well, let's not go quite that far.
I die for Francis.
So would I.
Then why don't you?
Toby, if you're going to turn me down every time I need you, I'm afraid I won't be able to see you anymore.
Oh, Francis.
Now, that's the spirit I like to see.
Oh, quit egging around.
I'm a dog, aren't I?
Yes.
Anyone who would refuse to participate once a year in a celebration concerning the founding of their town, anyone who can't spare a couple of hours as a gesture of respect and tribute to their own city.
I'm dead.
So am I.
The ladies will be here to fit you at 8 tonight.
What are you doing in the parade, Francis?
Well, I'll be sitting in the grandstand applauding.
Won't that be too much of a strain on you?
Oh, not at all. I won't mind it a bit. So that night, Toby and Carmen and Pop try on their costumes. They don't look very happy about them.
Francis, are you aware that Sunday is the 3rd of August?
Sure I am.
And you expect us to wear fur breeches and coonskin caps? Oh, Francis!
It's what the city founders wore.
Did you get a load of these flannel shirts?
You wear leather vests over those and nice heavy jackets.
The city fathers did not found this town in August. It was January.
Well, you want to be authentic, don't you?
I certainly do not. And while we're on the subject, why don't they celebrate Founders Day in January?
It's too cold.
In future times, August 3rd will probably be recalled as the day Toby Reed and Frank Hogue gave their lives for the Founders Day Parade.
Francis, you just have to speak to the committee. I'm not going to march down the street in that.
What did you draw?
A loincloth.
I'll trade you.
Can you imagine what will happen with all the kids with rubber bands? And me with a band behind me. I just don't dare risk it, Francis.
All right, Carmen. I'll see if I can't get you a more substantial Indian costume.
He can have some of mine.
He can have all of mine.
No, you need all of yours. We can manage.
And Francis, I realize you ladies have artistic ideals, but the band and I will just have to wear shoes.
But your shoes will look so silly with Indian clothes.
Look, I sold the boys on feathered headdresses and the Indian suits. But believe me, they're not going to walk on any street with their tootsies exposed.
All right, Carmen, you can wear shoes.
Francis, I'm your father. You wouldn't do a thing like this to your father, would you? I can see by the look on your face that you would.
You just have to be like the city fathers, the way they were. It's no use, Pop.
At times like this, I hate my great-great-grandfather.
Well, Francis, what kind of a float are we riding?
You'll learn all about that tomorrow. And the next morning at 11, you line up your forces.
I've never been so hot in all my life.
Hello, Mr. Hogue. You look a little silly, if you don't mind my saying so.
I do mind. I'm very sensitive.
Oh, my skin's melting away. There isn't going to be anything left for me to put on that float.
There's the signal. It's time to line up. I'll see you later.
Send white roses for me, will you, Jerry?
Where's our float?
You haven't any.
What do you mean we haven't any?
You're marching.
Not marching! On these poor, infirm feet?
Oh, she's only kidding. Aren't you, Francis?
The city fathers marched into town. They didn't ride on a float.
You are a female Judas, that's what you are.
Now, you two go out there and line up with the rest of the city fathers. See, right over there.
We can't march in these clothes.
I'm beginning to be sorry that this city was ever founded.
And remember, keep your shoulders back, walk briskly, and above all, smile. Show the town that you're enjoying every moment in.
Come on, Toby. We march to the guillotine. Goodbye, Madame Lafarge.
I'll be watching from the grandstand.
Oh, the cool, comfortable grandstand.
You go up in the grandstand, and you sit there with the other people in the town. And pretty soon you hear the parade approaching. And you're on your feet as the flag goes by. And down the street, as far as you can see, the people stand and the hats come off. And the sight thrills through you. And you think to yourself, parades are certainly a part of the American scene. Parades and the Yankee Doodle music and the Yankee Doodle hearts that beat in time to it. And you think, there's a wonderful spirit to this country of mine, a jolly marching spirit that says, this is my town, and that's my flag, and isn't she a glorious one? And you're proud to be a part of it.
Hometown Founders Day Parade. You know, it brings back some mighty exciting memories, Francis.
Well, those parades still are a very real part of this American scene. And after the cheering is over, when the crowds reach home, there's sure to be coffee served, Toby.
Maxwell House coffee, Francis. Like hometown spirit, Maxwell House belongs to the American scene, too. We Americans love coffee. It's our favorite drink. And here's a fact worth remembering. Today, with over 1,000 coffee brands to choose from, more people buy and enjoy Maxwell House than any other brand of coffee at any price. Flavor explains this overwhelming popularity. That good to the last drop Maxwell House flavor that comes from the masterful blending of choice Latin American coffees, radiant roasted to perfection. Flavor and value, too. For with all this extra flavor, Maxwell House costs but a fraction of a penny more per cup than the cheapest coffee sold. Summertime, of course, is a great time for iced coffee, and icing is a supreme test of coffee flavor. And the Maxwell House flavor really measures up. Makes a marvelous hot weather drink. But hot or ice, be sure you get Maxwell House. Always good to the last drop. Ah, what does that music make you think of, Francis?
Ships and planes heading seaward for tropical islands.
Moonlight sifting through coconut trees, surf glistening like silk fringe.
And native music that lingers in your heart long after you've returned home.
Carmen Dragon, the Maxwell House Choir and Eloise, and Francis Langford bring you music from the tropics for your midsummer dreaming on the American stage.
With all this loveliness,
Some words and music about Maxwell House. Join us then and make your enjoyment doubly complete by listening over your cups of Maxwell House. Always good to the last drop.
Tomorrow is Air Force Day, a good time to remember that America is now building the biggest, best-trained peacetime army in its history. It's an all-volunteer army. It's an army of specialists, too. One of the greatest scientific research organizations in the world. And for every eligible young man looking for a real future and a great career, it's an army that offers real opportunity. So if you are eligible, find out about service in our regular army now. And now until next Thursday, good night and good luck from the makers of Maxwell House, America's number one preferred brand of coffee. Always good to the last drop.
Just a taste of Jell-O pudding and believe me, you will know.
You'll know you never tasted anything better. And Jell-O puddings are back at your grocer's right now. Jell-O pudding, with that rich, distinctive homemade goodness. Flavor that's best by your own taste test. Mellow and smooth as cream. Jell-O chocolate pudding, Jell-O butterscotch pudding, Jell-O vanilla pudding. They're made with milk and nourishing. They cook in just about 5 minutes. That's Jell-O pudding. You never tasted anything better.